K23BI. 98.9
Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings, for truly, God is a great God. He's a faithful God, and He's an all-knowing God, and we just thank Him for who He is. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory that is due your name. God, we just want to thank you for waking us up this morning and keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, we pray that you will have thine own way, God. Lord, we're coming on here with a spirit of expectation, God, knowing that you're going to meet every need, knowing that, Lord God, you're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Matthew, the 27th chapter and the 46th verse. Matthew 27 and 46. And I will be reading from the NLT. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic for today is, what to do at your darkest moment. What can I do when I'm at my darkest moment? When Jesus was suffering on the cross for our sins, when in the darkest moment, He was in so much agony that He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Yet He endured it all, knowing that on the other side of the dark moment was a resurrection. We would never have salvation without that dark moment. And now Jesus is seated and reigning at the right hand of the Father, because He endured for our redemption. People of God, maybe you feel like God has abandoned you. You spoke into other people's lives and things happened for them. You prayed for many people and their miracle came to pass and their healing manifested. You was even a sounding board for many people. You gave them godly advice. But yet you going through a situation and you feel like, Lord, nobody can feel what I'm going through. Or do anybody see what I'm going through? And you saying, God, what about me? You walk the floor crying many of nights. You don't feel like getting out the bed in the mornings because you already know what the day is going to be like. Ooh, who is the Holy Ghost talking to? But you don't have the drive you used to have. There is good news. You are on the verge of a breakthrough. When you feel like God is far away, that is when He's the closest. Instead of you murmuring, complaining, and wondering, Try to embrace your dark moment. Shift that complaint. Shift all that murmuring into a praise party. Don't allow your dark moment to take you to a place of despair. Don't allow your dark moment to take you to a place of no hope. Don't allow your dark moment to overtake you. The word of the Lord said that God never left you nor forsaken you. People of God, there are things we have to go through, but we can't allow what we go through to overtake us. We have to learn how to go through it with a praise. We got to learn how to go through it with a shout. We got to learn to go through it with a hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what I'm going through and I don't know how to feel, but I'm putting it in your hands. But I do know one thing, I'm not gonna murmur. Is not your designation, but it is leading you to a resurrection, to a new beginning, to something that you've never seen or never experienced before. Don't give up in the dark moment. Don't quit believing in the dark moment. While you in your dark moment, you're gonna praise him. While you in your dark moment, I know you don't feel like reading your word. I know you don't feel like praying, but this is when you push how you feel aside. And the minute you pick up your word, the Lord will give you the scripture to help you to carry you through. Because that is the plan of the enemy, to keep you in your dark moment so that you won't listen to the voice of God. Because people of God, when you in your dark moment, you don't want to hear anything. You just want to hear, God, I just want to get out of this. I want to come out. But that is in your darkest moment, is when you are in your process to get to your next. My God. Don't quit believing in your dark moment. Don't stop doing the right thing in the dark moment. People of God, keep standing. Keep honoring God. He's already set an end to the difficulty. You are close to a breakthrough. You are close to your healing. You are close to meeting the right person, to help you to get where you need to be in God. You are close to victory like you've never seen. You are close to a financial breakthrough. You are close to a spiritual breakthrough. You are close. Don't allow the enemy to whisper things in your ear. Don't you know Satan came to Jesus and whispered some things to him? To throw in the towel. Now is not the time to. You may be in your darkest moment, but I guarantee you joy is finna come. The light is finna shine. Come on here, somebody. Expect your breakthroughs. Expect the problems to turn around. Expect to rise to new levels. If you raise your level of expectancy, God will take you places you've never dreamed of. But you got to raise your level of expectancy. Don't you come down. Don't you come down for nobody else. And don't you come down just because you don't want other people seeing you blessed. No, you paid the price. You are worthy. Don't you come down. Continue to go higher and higher. Ooh, and watch God will take you to places you never dreamed of. God will open doors that no man can open but him. Your name is being spoken of right now in rooms. Ooh, among people. Your name will get there before your feet will. Ha, thank you, Holy Ghost. I felt that. Somebody's speaking on you right now. So don't you give up in your darkest moment. Allow it to take you through. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that the power of Jesus' death and resurrection has won our full redemption. Spirit of the living God, thank you that there is a reason for the dark moments that we encounter, that they will lead to new beginnings and resurrections. Spirit of the living God, help us to keep standing strong and straight through to victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to embrace your dark moments, because the more you praise God, you will be out of it before you even know you was in a dark moment. So I want you to continue to study your word and to get closer to God like never before. And if you need to reach me, you can call me at 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. And please visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com.